Aktor Johnny Depp pekan lalu menghadiri pemutaran perdana film terbarunya Transcendence di Los Angeles. Saya Fida Mubtadi dan inilah info film. Ratusan fans Johnny Depp berteriak-teriak dan memenuhi ruas-ruas jalan di Westwood, Los Angeles untuk melihat aktor pujaan mereka, Johnny Depp. Depp menghadiri pemutaran perdana filmnya Transcendence di LA dengan mengenakan jas biru gelap, vest senada, dan sepatu hitam putih. Meskipun Depp sudah berprofesi di industri hiburan sebagian besar hidupnya, ia tetap merasa tidak biasa dengan acara premier film seperti ini.
Coming to something like this, which is not something that I'm particularly comfortable with in my own skull, but I come here because for two reasons. Number one, I want to support the film. That's important to all the people who put their heart and soul into working on it. And I want to support the people who have for a number of years, you know, been kind enough to spend time with some of the characters I've made, you know.
The path to building superintelligence requires us to unlock the most fundamental secrets of the universe.
Depp tengah mempromosikan drama terbarunya Transcendence. Dia memerankan seorang perisai terkenal dalam bidang artificial intelligence yang berupaya menciptakan sebuah mesin yang memiliki kecerdasan kolektif dan emosi manusia.
Some scientists refer to this as the singularity,
Professor.
I call it Transcendence.
The idea of technology being anything from smartphone to what we deal with it within the film, you know, this giant brain of a computer that can essentially rule the world, essentially be God. And those things are not all that distant, you know.
Good evening, Donald Buchanan.
It knows me.
Of course it does. DMV records, social media.
Penn, tell Agent Buchanan about yourself.
I am Pin, a physically independent neural network invented by Dr. Will Caster.
Dalam film ini, Depp berakting bersama aktor kawakan Morgan Freeman.
So that this entity is going to eventually need all of the energy, and there's a big obvious danger there. And I think the film in itself is a cautionary tale to that effect, that listen, if we're going to try and do this, we better tread very cautiously.
Film bertemakan teknologi ini juga dibintangi Paul Bettany, Cillian Murphy, dan aktris House of Cards Kate Mara. Mara memainkan karakter yang di tengah cerita berubah menjadi salah satu pihak yang jahat.
It was fun to play her because she you know didn't start off that way. She sort of came to the realization. And yeah, it was great because I didn't really know a lot about sort of radical environmentalists, and so I did some research and it was a very different role for me.
Transcendence diputar di Amerika mulai 18 April.
The Voice of America, direct from Washington.